Okay. This is going to open up a big can of worms, I'm sure of it. But
always does.
There are things in the Bible for which God said the judges, rulers, kings, etc., we're supposed to actually put people to death for. Mm. So here are some. First one, witchcraft. Deuteronomy 18, verse 10. Idolatry. Romans 1, verses 18 to 32. Unlawful sexual relations. I mean, like, look at the book of Leviticus. I mean, like, it just has a huge section on that. Chapter 18 in particular. And Romans 1 as well. I mean, like, these are just three things. You know, the point of the Old Testament with these things was that the law delivered the justice and how God felt about the sins being committed. While the New Testament, which takes, you know, the emphasis off actually killing people for their sins, really focuses on the heart of the law being given. Mm-hmm. You know, it really shows what God felt about sins, all sin really, that we all deserve death because of sin. Romans 3:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So in essence, we all deserve to die, but it's only through Jesus' death on the cross, the punishment he's been, you know, paid already, except for those who reject Jesus as Lord, will someday will get the full punishment of their sins. Excuse me.
You're excused.
By ending up in hell for all eternity, those people who reject Jesus. Mm. So, you know, I wouldn't strongly say don't go out and do this yourself, you know, saying the Bible says I need to, like, no, don't do that, okay?
That is murder, and you will go to prison for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, the only specific instances, it was commanded for the rulers to do this, not individual people.
I have a kind of a part B question to that. So we hear about Leviticus. There's a lot of laws and rules, and I actually have a secondary question that I have to tell you later on about this. But let's say someone does something and the punishment is death, which was not very uncommon with a lot of these situations, right? It's being laid out like you said.
Yeah.
Would that person, even though they potentially did this one thing, would they go to hell?
Well, I mean, like, are you talking Old Testament? Yet. Yeah.
We're talking like Leviticus right now.
Yeah, we're talking back in the time of Leviticus. Okay, so I would say it's not necessarily that one thing that would send them to hell. I mean, like, because they had
they'd be killed though.
Yeah, they would be killed for sin. It kind of depends upon a whole lot of things. I mean, like, for them, I mean, like, they had the sacrificial system. You know, were they, I don't know, were they keeping up on the sacrificial system, or they kind of let it slide, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it kind of depends what they did with their knowledge of God at that point. Mm. Were they true to God, or were they kind of like, well, I'm kind of doing my own thing.
Yeah, one thing I've been learning recently is a lot of this had to do with intent too, like intention and stuff. But interesting question, perhaps for an expanded on answer at a later date. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
If anything, I should get that, you know, after all the stuff I have to put up with. You know what I'm saying? No, just joking. You're great. And